days when the musical play O.K. by George and Ira Gershwin was a great hit on Broadway. And you first heard Gertrude Lawrence sing this wonderful ballad.
There's a somebody I'm meant to see. Tell him, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Remember the phonograph girl, Aline Stanley, singing her biggest hit?
When the red, red rocks and pop, 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 no more, no more. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts falling in his old sweet home.
Yes, it was 1926 when that red, red robin went bobbing along. It was 1926 when Marion Talley made her debut at 19 in the Metropolitan Opera House. When the Hobo College at Chicago had its first graduation and 150 hobos went out into the world. Remember when you read those items in the papers?
And remember when you read of the marriage of Irving Berlin to Ellen Mackey? That was the same year. And you thought of it when you heard the lovely Irving Berlin song that came out that year.
I offer
was 1926 when the famous musical Queen High opened on Broadway and you first started singing its lilting hit tune.
Cross your heart and hope to die that you'll be true, and so will I forever and forever and a day.
But I'm the apple of your eye, and never will you ever get away.
Mornings we will kiss goodbye, and evening kiss hello.
Gordon McRae, Lucille Norman, and the second half of the Summer Show Train's trip back to 1926. The year that you lived yesterday. You learned to dance the black bottom and you were playing contact bridge and talking about Gertrude Ederle swimming the channel. And of a young Wampus star out in Hollywood who looks as though she might be headed someplace, named Joan Crawford.
Baby, babe, you got to hear this little baby say. There's no other one to take your place. Baby, babe, my poor heart is jumping, you is your something.
The play Gentlemen Prefer Blondes was a hit on Broadway, and you began to refer to your boyfriend as your butter and egg man. You heard Paul Whiteman play his wonderful arrangement of one of the year's greatest ballads, a song that will live as long as we have music.
It is August 1926.
In a little Spanish town, upon a night like this, that will be the cooling dawn, upon a night like this.
In 1926, Rudolph Valentino was at the height of his popularity, one of the great matinee idols of all time. And then, on August 23rd, the newspapers hit the streets.
X-ray, Valentino dies! Read all about it! X-ray, Valentino dead!
No one who was in New York City at the time of Valentino's death will ever forget his funeral. 30,000 people stormed the funeral parlor. Over 100 were injured. A legend was gone. And now only the memory of that legend would remain.
Vita Morena, Vita Condano, con relicario, con relicario, que voy a hacer.
Back in 1926, Beatrice Lilly appeared in a new musical called Oh Please. And from its score by Vincent Humans comes a song that's been one of your favorites for a good many years.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time. So soon be goodbye. Starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say nighty-night.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms.
This time is my time, so soon be.
You found a lot of things to talk about as you read the papers back in those days.
Dear, did you read about that man who died of a heart attack? He picked up a pinochle hand and saw that he had 8 aces.
Lucy, I read that for myself.
And what do you know? Sinclair Lewis has turned down the Pulitzer Prize for Aerosmith, and he isn't going to accept it.
Oh, for the love of Mike. It says here that Italy has passed a law saying that if a man's a bachelor, he's got to be taxed. That ain't human.
They were the tree, and they made that the 1926. 24 years back into time and memory. Gilda Gray's here. President Coolidge is here. A visit to the White House for Helen Keller.
Those events are all a good many memories ago. But in case you've forgotten, let us remind you that that was also the year that you saw for the first time one of the greatest operettas of them all. Remember?
Melody, I
you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week.
The Railroad Hour is written by Gene Holloway and brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are ordering tens of thousands of additional freight cars. They're speeding up their program of car repair and rebuilding. They are seeking the utmost efficiency in the use of cars. And in all their efforts, they are receiving the invaluable cooperation of shippers and receivers of freight. As their part in increasing rail transportation capacity, shippers are loading cars as heavily as commercial requirements permit. And they are loading and unloading cars promptly, in many cases operating their shipping rooms and unloading platforms on a six-day week instead of a five-day week. Cooperative shippers, moreover, are unloading cars completely, taking out all bracing and blocking in order that cars do not have to lose time by being sent to the railroad's cleaning track. Yes, shippers and railroads are working together. That's the way they've licked big jobs before, and that's the way they will lick them again.
Favorite songs back in 1935. And next week, the summer show train is going to take you on a trip to that year to relive some of its most interesting happenings and hear many of its greatest songs. Songs like Begin the Beguine, Lullaby of Broadway, and These Foolish Things. So folks, be sure to join us again next Monday and ride with us aboard the summer show train back to 1935.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next week, goodbye.
Tonight's performance of the Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae will soon be seen starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor musical, T for Two. And now for Lucille Norman, Carmen Dragon and the Orchestra, Norman Luboff Choir, and our star, Gordon McRae, this is Marvin Miller with a hearty invitation from the American Railroad. Join us again next week and ride the summer show train back to the year 1935. And now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.